Price of gasoline continuing on its way up. Of course, it will continue to go up through spring. Will it ease by the time we get to November? I don't know. Currently, $3.57 a gallon is the national average, roughly. Michigan, where I live, they say it's $3.57 as well, although most stations I'm seeing it's higher than that. I have to get over to Costco and save some money on my gasoline, apparently. Love the gas at Costco, although they don't sell diesel, which is a bit disappointing. What about the Strategic Petroleum Reserve? Remember when Joe Biden drained that? Drained it for some political gain before the 2022 election? Yeah, he brought gas prices down by flooding the market with petroleum and promised, well, we're going to refill that. They're not. They haven't. We have 17 days. That's all we have left in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve today. 17 days, according to the last chart I just looked at. It's all up to date. And why are we not refilling it? Well, here's the explanation.
Goodness.
Okay. Thank you. First, so you guys started draining this Strategic Petroleum Reserve to try and help with the Putin price hike a few years ago. Said you were going to refill it, but now it doesn't seem like that's happening. Why?
Well, I believe the Department of Energy is responsible for that particular component, is refilling that. So I would refer you to the Department of Energy. I know there are certain components to that, and how they were going to move forward in refilling it. They would have more specifics on that for you.
Okay.
You ever notice how they're never responsible for anything? Well, it's this other department. Somebody else. I'll get back to you on that. I don't have anything to, whatever. They never have anything to share of importance or intelligence anyway. Here is a headline that is a bit surprising and welcomed at the same time. Oregon governor signs bill recriminalizing hard drugs. That's right. It's going to be illegal again to have hard drugs in Oregon. That whole experiment with the left-wing counterculture was an utter failure. Like everything they try, it's an utter failure when they try to deviate from what we know works and common sense. Oregon, complete U-turn on its short-lived liberal policy that decriminalized the possession of small amounts of certain drugs. Tina Kotek, the Democrat, signing into law a bill that reverses Measure 110. It was a law that allowed hard drugs, heroin, and everything else. But now fentanyl's killing so many people, right? 58% of Oregon's residents approved the initial measure, but since then, addiction and overdose deaths have skyrocketed in Oregon. In August, 56% of those asked said they disapproved of the drug law. And Republicans and Democrats introduced legislation to get rid of it. The new law, HB 4002, makes so-called personal use and possession a misdemeanor, 6 months in jail, enables police to confiscate drugs, crack down on their use on sidewalks and in parks, establishes ways for treatment to be offered as an alternative to criminal penalties. The changes take effect September 1. Kotek said the law's success will depend on deep coordination between courts, police, prosecutors, defense attorneys. Oh, please, get deadly drugs off the streets. Get deadly drugs off the streets. It's pretty simple stuff. Republicans stood united and forced Democrats to do what Oregon residents demanded. Recriminalize drugs. Make no mistake, this bill is not enough to undo the disaster of Measure 110. House Republicans are ready to continue to work. We start bringing real change to Salem in the next session. Now that the governor has given the recriminalization bill her stamp of approval, we can finally end the chapter of Oregon's experiment with decriminalizing hard drugs. Yeah. Heroin, cocaine, methamphetamines. It was all legal. It's not anymore. Because why? Because you end up with homeless populations and addicted populations and people dying and defecating on the streets. Yeah, it's just a wonderful way for the boys and girls to live. Meanwhile, I was talking about taxes here earlier, and I want to share this with you. The Democrats want to tax everything. They want to tax it. $4.4 trillion in revenue, not enough for the Democrats or the Republicans. $4.4 trillion in revenue in the last year. That's more than the gross domestic product of every country on earth except the United States and China. Every other country brings in and creates less wealth than $4.4 trillion. The reality is the government doesn't need any more money. Tax the rich, do this. For what? For what? Live within your means. So we can give away money to illegal aliens from the open border? No, is the answer. So we can give free money to this group and that group and special interest? No. Is the $4.5 trillion enough to do everything you need to do? We need a balanced budget amendment in this country like no other. When entities get bigger, you should have economies of scale. But what do we get? We get one of those basic first-year economics lessons, the law of diminishing returns. For every additional dollar we spend, we get less in return. In fact, we might get less than that dollar. Millions of illegals coming in. The policies enacted by the government and the Fed have continued to destroy our purchasing power, yours and mine, printing money. Americans suffering through the effects of inflation that reached a 40-year high in the last couple of years. But listen, they're going to tell you inflation. Well, inflation's under control. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that inflation's under control when a gallon of milk's $5 and a dozen eggs is $4 or $5 or $8. I saw a dozen eggs for $7.99 the other day. You know, brown, free range, whatever, whatever. But still, $8 for a dozen eggs, really? Really? 75 cents an egg? Please. So it's not just about inflation. It's about high prices, the cost of everything. You go put $100 worth of groceries in your cart, look at it and go, man, I didn't need the big cart, did I? I got the small cart. It's hard for people out there. And they want to tax everything. They do. They want to continue to tax everything. Let's see here. They want the wealth tax increased. They want to tax you when you die so your kids get nothing. You worked your whole life. You saved a few shingles along the way and a couple of shillings here and there. And you want to pass it on to your children. No, they want to bite that thing. You know, when my father died, the federal tax on his estate was 47%. 47%. Let that sink in for a bit. So they want more on the wealth tax. They want to tax 401ks, pensions, homes, businesses, and any other asset you have. I mean, that's what the wealth tax is about. We'll just tax what they're worth. So let me give you an example. A farmer could be worth $10 million because they have 1,000 acres of land. They don't have any money in their pocket because they're farming, trying to feed the rest of us. They don't have a nickel to rub together with another nickel. Oh, but they're worth $10 million. We need to tax them 25%. What, so they can liquidate their real estate to pay the tax bill? And then there is no farm at all? We talked about this before. This is insanity defined right here. This right here is insanity defined. Tax everything. Well, we have to tax the rich. For what? Your next government program? We have too damn many people working in government as it is. We need to pare that back, make them live in the real world, get rid of all that extra weight, dead weight in government. The government is bloated. It's too big. It costs too much. And it's too pervasive everywhere. Shrink government. Save the working man and woman some money. How about that for an answer? Just a thought. I had a moment. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. And it sounds like peace of mind, knowing our lakes will be better protected by placing Line 5 in the Great Lakes Tunnel. And that we've added extra safety measures while we work to build it. Because we're committed to keeping the Great Lakes safe for generations to come. Tomorrow is on. Visit Enbridge.com/Line 5 for more information. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.
As the weather gets colder, it's a good idea to layer up with scarves, hats, and mittens. Another layer of protection this season is to get your flu and COVID-19 vaccines. You can get both vaccines at the same time. Talk to your healthcare provider or learn more at michigan.gov/COVID-flu-RSV and layer up for some added peace of mind. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.